hey, and welcome back. Day 20 of 30X, and today we get to chat friendship. Yesterday was the intimate relationships, so the partners we have in our life. And today is really about friendship. You know, it's a real interesting one when we think about having friends, and, you know, we start thinking about what is life about. And there's some great quotes over the years about life without friendship means nothing, or life without relationship means nothing. And, you know, all the success in the world means nothing if you don't have people to share it with, family, friends, that sort of thing. And really, if I can define friendship real simply, it's about finding your tribe. It's about finding your group. Who are the people that are the same as you? There was a great quote on a meme, I think, on either Instagram or Facebook or something, and it said, I don't post my thoughts on here to try and convince people to have the same. I post it so people who think like me know that they're not alone. You know, and that's really a lot of what friendship is finding your group, finding the people that you want to hang out with, finding the people that think similar to you or that you want to hang out with. Or put slightly differently, friends are the family members you choose. And it's real interesting when you think about it that way, that friends are people you choose. You know, you choose to have these people in your life. And that is a very important part of the understanding of friendships. It's not just those who show up, it's those who you choose to keep in your life. There's some people who show up in your life and you choose not to put in the energy and effort to keep them in your life. And there's other people who show up, you go, yeah, this is one of my tribe. This is the type of person that is my friend and that sort of thing. And I think that that's an interesting part of it. Now, before I go into all of my thoughts around friendship and how to build great friendships, I want to tell you a quick story, and then I want to go into some learnings from an ancient Greek philosopher, Cicero. I remember having my 40th birthday, and we were having a big party in Hawaii, and I had friends from all over the world flying in for my 40th birthday. It was a big 3-day event. And my wife and I were sitting by the pool before everyone had arrived. We got in a couple of days early. And we're sitting there, we're chatting to the person next to us. A guy and his wife are just sitting there chatting. And he said, what are you here for? I said, oh, it's my 40th birthday. We're here to have a celebration with some friends and that sort of stuff. He said, oh, you've got friends here? I said, oh, they're all coming in a couple of days. We thought we'd get here a day or two early and just relax a bit. And they're like, oh, that seems great. He said, well, where are your friends coming from? I said, oh, they're coming from Australia, New Zealand, from Indonesia, Canada, U.S., Mexico, England, all over the place. He said, wow, how many friends you got coming in? I said, oh, I got about like 85 people flying in for my 40th birthday. He said, hang on a sec. I don't even think I know 85 people, let alone 85 that would fly across the world for my birthday. I sat there and thought to myself, maybe you don't put in as much work or as much energy and effort to make friends as I do. Maybe you don't put in the time, energy, and effort to build relationships the way I do. Well, because the thing about friendships is, same as any primary relationship, it takes work. It takes work to stay in touch. It takes work to keep, because, you know, I would say at least 80% of friendship is showing up. 80% of friendship is just show up. Show up when there's something important for that person. Show up when there's a party. Show up when there's an event. Show up on their birthday, send them a card, make a phone call, you know, those sorts of things. If you show up, you become a great friend. I mean, it's not as complex as what most people make it out to be. However, there's Cicero wrote a book many, many years ago, and he studied Plato and Aristotle, and it was about the 10 commandments of great friendship. And I thought, hang on, maybe this does make a lot of sense here today, because when I read it way back when, I thought this is a great understanding of how to build friendship. And again, if you want to have great friends, study how to have great friends. It's not a complex thing. That's why today your 30 minutes on this is going to help you no end at building great relationships going forward. Number one thing Cicero said, you're going to have different kinds of friends. Okay, you're going to have work friends, you're going to have home friends, school friends, college friends. You don't have to have them all as one group. You can have different segments of friends. You're going to have different people. But ultimately, you're only going to have a relatively small tribe or close friends, okay? And they're at a different level of friend to all of the others. Our work friends are there, and our sports friends, and our whatever club you join friends, and all these things. But oftentimes it comes down to you know, a smaller group where you have the really good friends. And the reason for that is it takes a lot of work. It does. It takes an amazing amount of work to keep a really good friend, to keep in touch with them, stay up with them, up to date, and talk to them all the time and see them and have dinners and that sort of thing. Second lesson of Cicero's was only good people can be true friends. You know, people that have an interesting time with the truth, or that flake on you for things, that don't show up, that, you know, you hear them talking bad about other people. Only really good people, Cicero said, can be good friends. And it's a real interesting thought that if you try and make a good friend out of someone who just doesn't have a similar nature to you, then it's going to be a challenge. It's like, you know, the old, you know, criminals hanging out together, eventually they steal off each other. Only good people can make good friends. Point three, he said, choose your friends with care. You're going to invest time, energy, and effort into them, so choose your friends with care. Actually choose them. Don't just wait for who shows up. Actually make the choice of who it is that you want to have your friends, and especially that inner circle, that really good group of friends. Point four, and I really agreed with this one when I read it and still do today, friends make you better. Good friends make you a better person. Good friends make you better at life. Good friends hold you to account. Good friends, you have more fun with them. Good friends make you a better person. And I think that Cicero was right on the money with that. Number five, he said, keep the old friends, but make new friends. You know, always be willing to make new friends. Add to your group. Add to the thing. Because, yeah, your friends in high school are great. And as you move on through life, you still want to be friends with them, but add new friends to it and keep building new friends. You change and you grow and you have different ideas and different interests. Keep adding friends into the mix, and I think that's important. Point six of Cicero's, and I loved this one back in the day, good friends are honest. You know, they tell you the things you need to know, not just what you want to hear. Like, if you look awful in something, they actually tell you, no, you look awful in that. You should never have bought that. You know, a good friend will tell you the truth. And I know for me, sometimes you sit there with a friend and you're like, well, should we really tell them? If you're a good friend, yes, you should tell them. They may not like it that you're telling them. They may be upset with you in the beginning, but they'll come around in the end because they know you have their best interest at heart. The reward for friendship, this was Cicero's number seven point. The reward for friendship is friendship itself. It's not looking for handouts. It's not looking for thank yous or kudoses. You know, the reward of being a great friend is just having a great friend. It's not about what you get or what you give or keeping a track of who pays for what and all of that sort of stuff. You'll know that you end up losing the friend that keeps on, well, let me see who paid what dime for what. No, that person always ends up being kicked out of the group. It's not about keeping score. It's about the reward of friendship is having a great friend. Someone you can call at 3 a.m. that'll help you out with that sort of thing. Number eight of his, and this is a really interesting one, and it's hard for some people to grasp this one. He said, a good friend never asks you to do wrong. A good friend never asks you to lie for them, to cover up for them. A good friend will never ask you to do that. A good friend will wear it on the chin, and that's what it is. They're not going to ask you to lie for them if they're a good friend. And that goes back to, you know, choose your friends with care, and only good people can be good friends type thing. Number nine of his I thought was really interesting. Friendships change over time, and allow them to change. Some friendships become closer over time, some further away, some, you know, there's friendships will change over time because you grow, they grow. As you get kids, your friendship shifts to that. Some people move away once you get kids and that sort of thing, and some come into your life once you've got kids. So friendships do change, and I think that's important. And his final point was something I mentioned earlier, but I think he put it very distinctly and very clearly. Cicero said, without friends, life isn't worth living. You know, and I can't help but think about the simple example of, you know, I've been pretty successful financially in life, and so it's allowed me to do certain things. And one of those, I love sports, so I have suites at sporting events. I have suites at concerts and rodeo and all of these major events that happen, and I get to bring my friends with me. If I owned the suite and didn't have any friends and was just going by myself, there's no way in the world that event is anywhere near as much fun. You know, I love going to hockey because I get, when we score, I get to turn around and high-five all my buddies and my friends and my family and new friends and old friends and friends who visit from out of the country and things. And to me, I think Cicero nailed it. And his 10 points, if you live by them, I think you'll build great relationships and great friendships. Let me add to that with a bunch of my stuff of what I've learned over the years of how to be a good friend and how to build good friendships. Because if you want to build good friendships, it starts with being a good friend. It doesn't start with finding good friends. It starts with being a good friend. See, if you flip it over and look at what makes a bad friend, let's understand some of the things that make a bad friend. A bad friend is someone who projects their negatives onto you. You know, if you catch yourself projecting your negatives onto someone else, you know, I'm being a bad friend right now. Don't do that. You've got to be, hold on to being a good friend. If someone's projecting their negatives on you, let them know that that's what they're doing and that that's not the way to be a good friend in a relationship. They criticize and blame. If you find someone always criticizing you or blaming you for what goes on in their life, you know that person is not a good friend. Cicero told us, choose your friends wisely. Okay? Educate them what it takes to be a good friend of yours. If they're criticizing and blaming you, let them know you're not going to stand for that anymore. If that chooses, they choose to not be your friend because of that, that's okay. If they choose to not be your friend for a little while, remember, good friends are honest. The bad friend is the one that only calls you when they need something. I know, and my wife is, she's such a great friend to everybody. She's so nice. Everybody loves Lauren. She's just the greatest of friends to everybody. When people call us, and you know that all they're calling is because they need something, they never call any other time. My wife goes, well, you know, we may as well. I'm like, honey, you got to understand that this person is not actually a good friend to yours. They just call you when they need something. She goes, yeah, I kind of know that, but I like to be known as the best friend and that sort of thing. It's kind of good that she's a better friend, but eventually, it's got to balance up. The bad friend is someone who evades responsibility. You know, whenever there's a job to be done, they're not there. Whenever the bill comes out, they've got alligator arms. They've disappeared to the restroom. No, no, the good friend doesn't evade their responsibility. Bad friend evades their responsibility. In my world, one of the worst type of bad friends, and I know I was this bad friend, and oh my God, my wife educated me to this. I was the one-upper. You know, it's the friend that you tell a story and then they got to one-up your story. It was like, oh my God, I did that and for so long. And it was like, oh, that made me a bad friend. And I apologize to any friends watching this where I used to do that. And if I still do it, catch me on it. The over-talker, non-listener friend, you've all got one of them that just never shuts up. And you mention something about you and then all of a sudden it's about them. You put a Facebook post up about your kid achieving something great, and they go, oh, yeah, my kid did that too, but they did it. And they're an over-talker and a one-upper. Oh, my God, the one-uppers. The reason I hate it so much is I know I did it for so long. Like, dang. The friend that doesn't stick to their word, the ones that are not honest, that makes a bad friend. If you're doing these things, you know that you've got to become a good friend if you want to have good friends. You know, if you are the one-upper, if you're the person that's only asked when time is needed or you project your negatives onto someone else, then you got to do that. Stick to your word. If you say you're going to show up, show up. Don't be that person that flakes on someone. Don't be that sort of thing. And the other bad friends thing that I notice is people that bring up subjects that you know that person doesn't enjoy. If they don't enjoy talking about that, just don't bring that subject up. You don't need to have that subject all the time, especially if it's in front of other people. You know, if you make your friend feel uncomfortable in front of other people, that's a sign of a bad friend. And the final sign of a bad friend is the person that's the bad house guest or the bad dinner guest. You know, if you want to be a good friend, you got to be a good dinner guest. You know, turn up with a bottle of wine. Make it a little special. Friends of mine, they do an amazing job. Every time they turn up to a dinner party, and when we're throwing the dinner party or the function, they turn up with a nice bottle of wine. But they take the time to grab one of those white markers and write, hey, happy Thanksgiving, if it's a Thanksgiving dinner, from, and they put their name on down there. And it's just a simple thing. One day when I go to drink that bottle of wine, I'll know who gave it to me. Simple, simple little stuff. Your great dinner guest turns up with a gift, and a great dinner guest always helps out. Same with a great house guest. You know, if you're the great house guest, you become a great friend. People invite you back. If you're the house guest that always goes to the bar and grabs yourself a drink and doesn't get it for anyone else, you ain't getting invited back. If you're the house guest that doesn't clean up after yourself and doesn't help with the plates after dinner, you ain't getting invited back. Be a good friend first if you want others to be a good friend to you. So, Let's go through a whole bunch of things as to what it's like to be a good friend and how you can actually be a better friend and therefore create better friendships and therefore have other people reciprocate with being good, better friends for you. First thing, join in things. If someone asks you to do something, try and go. Try and join in. You know, it's crazy. When in business people invite people, they're like, yeah, we'll go. But in home life, a friend asks you to something and you say, nah, we don't have time, or try and make time. Even if you only go for a little bit, try and make time and do that stuff. Invite people to things. Invite them to your house. Invite them to watch your kid play soccer. Invite them to stuff. Invite people to things, especially new friends. Invite them to things and enjoy inviting them to things. Share whatever is going on with other people. You know, do that sort of stuff. Next major point about how to be a good friend. Ask questions. Be the questioner, not the talker, okay? Be the one who asks them about their day, their life, their week, their month, their business, their goals. Ask people about themselves. People love chatting about themselves. And if you're the person who asks, then you're the person who makes them feel good about themselves, okay? You know, again, it goes back to the old thing. If people will forget what you did for them, but they won't forget how you made them feel, okay? Next one, and I love this one, is be the congratulator or the celebrator. When someone has something good happen in their life, be the congratulator. I know that when my first daughter was born, it was like no one showed up with a cigar to come have a drink. And I'm like, this makes no sense. So now any time anyone in my life has a baby, I'm the first one there to make sure that there's someone with a cigar and a bottle of whiskey. And let's just celebrate your kid. It's your first kid, or you say, no matter what number it is, let's celebrate that thing. You know, it's... use any excuse to celebrate with people and congratulate people. If they got a promotion, if they got a new business, always be the congratulator, okay? And you know, I look at it, sometimes the best way to do that is with a card. I know my friend, one of my great friends, been my best friend for a long time. She's amazing with cards. Every time someone does something, if she comes and stays, if you take her to dinner, if it, anything, she'll send you a card. And it's like, dang, I wish I was better at sending cards to people. I know my wife's great at it. And other people, but sending cards when you want to congratulate or thank or celebrate with people. Next major part of friendship, very similar to relationship, kindness and empathy. Be kind. You know, you get more with sugar than you do vinegar. That's not hard. I kind of like my name is Brad Sugars in that factor. And no, it's not a stage name. I was born with this name. But you got to understand, kindness and empathy get you a lot further. It really does, and in almost all situations. Next thing to remember about friends, and I think this one is really interesting, is that when you sit down with a friend that you've been friends with for 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, and there's 100 great things happen, don't let one negative thing ruin a 10-year friendship or one thing. You know, it's like, so they did one thing wrong. You know what? As long as it's not something that is, you know, morally and reprehensible type thing, don't lose a friend because of one negative, okay? If they did one negative, and if you were the one negative, then be the person to say sorry. Sorry is a big part of friendship. It really is. I'm a human being. I make mistakes. I turn up late to things. You know, I forget that I booked myself into an event. Or, you know, I forget a friend's birthday or something. Be sorry. Okay, do the sorry. Just walk in with a case of beer and say, hey, sorry I messed up. You know, I don't know who that guy was yesterday who said them dumb things. And I'm sorry about that. And give, you know, be the sorry person. And also forgive. Big part of friendship is forgiveness. You know, if someone does come in with the sorry, remember the 100 great times, not just the one negative time and that sort of thing. Be willing to be forgiving of friends if you actually want to build long friendships. And I know when Lauren and I got married, we got married up in Montana, and all of my friends that flew in from Australia, and you know, there was, I think it was like 8 or 9 of them, and I was 40-odd years of age getting married. There's 8 or 9 of them that were friends for 20-plus years. I'm real proud of the fact that I love my friends to the point where I can build lifelong relationships and lifelong friendships. And some of them, I won't see them for 2-3 years because of, you know, my schedule of travel and business and life and 5 kids and living here in America rather than living in Australia. But I still get in touch with them, and I still keep in touch. And then when I go see them, it's like we never dropped off. And that, to me, is the ultimate in friendship. And that's what you want to build. You want to be such a great friend that people want to be that person with you. Okay? I've already touched on this, but I think it deserves mentioning again. Reliability is a big part of friendship. Just showing up. Just, you know, when you said you'd show up, show up. If you said you'd send something, do that. If someone, be reliable. It's part of success in life, and it's definitely a part of a great friendship. You know, when you start thinking about your friendships today and how well you perform in your friendships, are you the one that's being a great friend, or do you need to improve yourself? Again, as I said, the biggest part of being of having great friendships is building yourself, becoming a great friend. Let's get to some of the most important ones about being a great friend. Be fun, okay? You're the greatest of friends, you have fun with them. You know, they're always laughing, they make you laugh, you laugh with them, they laugh at your jokes, you know. Be fun. Being fun is a big part of friendship. Do fun things. I know that it's, I think creating events is a part of friendship. Creating events that all your friends, you know, let's all go to the park, or let's all go and see this concert, or let's all go, you know, being that person that sets up the events that are fun for everybody, you know, having a party at your house, and doing the things, entertain, or setting it all up. Hey, why don't we all go to this restaurant to watch the game or something? Set up fun events with people. Make it that inviter, be the inviter, be the joiner, be the sharer, be that person that brings people. Be there when they need you the most is something that I think Cicero said it, but I think it stands the test of time. As if someone calls you at 3 a.m, go, show up, you know, be the person that is willing to just go out of your way when a friend really needs you type thing. And I know it's not convenient. It's never, when they need you, it's not convenient. When your kids need you, it's not convenient. But if they're going to become family, friends that are family, then you need to do that. You would do it for family, then make sure you do it for your friends. Next 2 points go together. Be real and be honest. You know, don't beat around the bush. If a friend doesn't like you because you're honest, then okay, not a good friend. Now don't be offensively honest, but be honest about things. Keep secrets. You know, the number of times where, and I've always say to some of my friends when they go to me, hey Brad, I want to tell you a secret. Nope. Don't tell me the secret. I will tell my wife. I always tell my wife everything, so do not tell me unless it's okay to tell my wife as well. You know, but be the secret keeper. If that's the thing, shut up. Keep the secret. Be loyal. A great friend is loyal. You know, look at your loyalty to your friends. Do you allow others to say negative things about them behind their back? If others are saying negative things about them behind their back, you know what they're doing to you, so don't let that happen. I think that that's important. I think the one of the biggest things that a great friend does is they let you know they've got your back. You've got to let your friends know that they're wanted, they're needed. You've got their back. You're there for them. If they need help, call you. You know, all that thing. And not just when it's the darkest of hours where people say, oh, listen, if you need any help, let me know. I'll do it. Let them know that all the time. If they need a hand, hey, give me a call if you need anything. Hey, if you need a hand, I'll come around. Let them know you've got their back. I think people love to know that they're wanted, needed, and that someone out there is the person that is strong enough to say, I got you. I got you. And next one, I love being this, the introducer. I love being the introducer, introducing good friends to other good friends. And, you know, they all build great relationships. And I look at some of my friends that travel around the world, and I just saw an example of it just this last week. Couple of our friends who just got married, they went and stayed at our house in Australia for their honeymoon, and then they went for a trip up to Bali, introduced them to a couple of friends up there, then they went to Sydney, and they went out on the Sydney Harbour with some of our other friends. I love being the introducer. I think it's a great thing. If you can connect people with other friends, the more you can connect people, the better people relate back to you. It's like, wow, that person introduced me to, and all those sorts of things. And I think that if you as an introducer and a sharer or an inviter or a joiner, if you start doing that, when someone invites you to a party, ask if it's okay to bring another friend along and bring someone else along and introduce them to that person. You know, be the introducer, be the joiner, be the sharer type thing. So, my final 4 points that I want to come on. Number one, keep in touch. Keep in touch. Now, I know social media is allowing us to keep in touch a whole lot easier, but not just with social media keeping in touch. Keep in touch with people in real life type thing. I know one of my good buddies, and he's never on social media, never on social media, and every month, once a month, we have lunch, and one of us will reach out and say, hey, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. What are you doing next week? Let's have lunch. And to me, that keeping in touch is one of the most important aspects of friendship. You know, the Christmas card, the birthday wish, and I know I try my best, and I do it every year, and Facebook, the more, because of all my businesses, I have a couple of thousand people I know on Facebook, and yet I still make the effort every day, send the birthday list, make sure you keep in touch with all of the people you know. I think that's a very important one. Reach out to someone. You know, you never know. The next point, I use the word reach out. The next point is watch out for your friends. Watch out for them. In this day and age where depression, anxiety, suicide, stress. In this day and age where these things are more and more prevalent, I think it's really important that you watch out for your friends. You keep an eye on them. You watch their health. You watch out for them. There's all these movements around, are you okay and all that stuff. It's not just are you okay. It's like, hey, let's grab lunch. You know, hey, I noticed some things going on. I thought I'd call you. You know, watch out for your friends. Be that great friend that is the one that is there when they need it the most, even though they don't even notice they need it the most. I think that's a very, very important part of friendship. Third of the final four, be yourself. Be you. Don't change you to fit in with a crowd. Don't change you to fit in with a group. Your tribe will show up. Okay, your tribe will be a part of it, and I think that it's important to recognize that it's a big part of life that you need to be you. You know, as kids, you have your parents' opinions. As a teenager, you kind of worry about what other kids think of you, and as an adult, it's about what do I want? What are my thoughts? What are my opinions of the world? And being you is a massive part of being a great friend. Don't be if you try and be something to be someone's friend, then that friendship's built on a falsehood and it's not going to last. The greatest of friends are the ones who are themselves and they're not afraid to be themselves. And that leads me to the fourth point, and that is allow friends to be them. You know, allow them to be themselves. And yeah, I got some crazy messed up friends and got some super detail oriented and that. And I got some friends who party too much. That's probably me. You know, and I got some friends that don't party at all. And you know, I think that knowing that a great friend is one that gives people room to grow but allows them to be themselves. You know, it's crazy that as human beings, we are allowed to shine. We're allowed to achieve. We're allowed to do great things. We're allowed to be the example for our friends, be the example for our family, be that great person that is achieving what they want to achieve and going out there and doing amazing things. And yet we're still okay with wherever our friends are at. And I want to tell you this story because I think it rounds this out real well. I've had a lot of success in my life and from business and investing and those sorts of things. And it's real interesting that there's been two reactions to that, or three reactions really to that over the years. The most negative reaction to that is the person that, you know, they want to be your friend just because you got cash and that sort of stuff. And they're easy to sniff out. You invite them to one event and all of your other buddies will go, damn, that dude's out of here. And it's like, yes, that is correct. But you gave him a shot, you know. The second is the group that have drifted away because they felt uncomfortable because I could pay for things that they couldn't and they didn't feel okay with that. You know, it's the reason that I bring this up is because whether your friends are more successful, less successful, sideways to you, it doesn't matter. They're your friend. And If your friend's more successful and they want to buy you dinner, then you know what? Allow them to do that because that's what they want to do. If your friend's less successful and they can't afford to go to dinner and you just bring them along, just fantastic. That's great too. So no matter where your friend goes on their journey of life, your journey of life is intersected with theirs. And there's the old saying of a reason, a season, and a lifetime. Yeah, some people do come into your life just for a simple reason to show you something. Some come in for a season and then they're gone. And others are there for the lifetime. The more you become a great friend, the more they'll be there for an entire lifetime. And life gets better with lots of great friends. This is 30X. Go make some more friends. Get in touch with some of the past ones. Become a great friend. Let's do this.